Today we begin lesson 12 in Megillas Esther. We are on Perek Hey, chapter 5. We'll be learning Psukim Ches to Yudalid, 8 to 14. And we are a little bit more than halfway down page 1267 in the Simonim Tanakh. So the king says to Esther at the first party, "What is it that you want?" And Esther says, "I don't want the things you think I want." But now in Pasuk Ches she says, "Im if motzasi chen, if I find favor be'enei in the eyes of Hamelech the king, v'imal Hamelech tov, and if it pleases the king, losseis to grant es she'elasi my petition, v'lasos es bakashasi, and to perform my request." Yavo Hamelech, let the king come, Vehaman and Haman, El Hamishte, to the feast, Asher Eset, which I will prepare Lahem for them. In other words, I'm going to make another feast. She says, I'm preparing it for you and Haman equally. I'm preparing for both you. She's doing that to arouse the king's jealousy. Umachar, and tomorrow, Eset, I will do Kidvar as the bidding of Hamelech the king, which means, number one, I will ask this great favor from you tomorrow, and number two, I will do something you've been asking me for the longest of time. I will reveal my people and my ancestry to you. Well, the party ends. Pasuk Tes, Vayetze Haman, and Haman went out from that party, Bayomahu, on that day, Sameach, joyful. Joyful because of the special honor he received as being the only one invited to the party and invited to the next party. V'tov lev, and good of heart, exuberant because he dined so well at the meal. And the plan of Esther worked to perfection. He thinks, wow, Esther really gives me a lot of honor. He sees no connection to her inviting them to the party and to the decree that was made. And Haman is totally off guard. However, as he's going home, v'chiros Haman, and when Haman saw es Mordechai, bishar at the gate, Hamelech of the king, at the king's gate, and this is the first time that Haman really is one-on-one with Mordechai. Till now, he was walking around amongst masses, and they're telling him that Mordechai is not bowing down to him. But now he really sees him. And he sees him in the gate, Velo come, and he doesn't get up. But not only that, Velo saw, he doesn't even stir himself. He doesn't even move at all. Mimeno before him. And you figure, and what's his reaction? Vayimolei Haman, and Haman was filled, al Mordechai, an account of Mordechai, chema, with rage and anger. Why so much anger? Because I understand you don't want to bow down. You claim it's religious things. But not even to stir, not even anything. So this really has nothing to do with religion. It's a personal thing. And although in the past I didn't want to do anything to you because, you know, I'm going to do something to the whole nation because it's a religious thing. But this isn't a religious thing. This is personal. And since it's personal, now he wants to take revenge on him. However, Pasuk Yud, Vayisapek Haman. And Haman restrained himself. He did not want to take revenge on Mordechai, unless he had permission from the king. So vayavo el beso, and he comes to his house. Vayishach, and he sends for vayove, and they brought es ohavov, his friends, ves zeres, zeresh ishto, and zeresh, his wife, to speak with them. Yud Aleph. Vayisaper lohem Haman, and Haman relates three, and really four things. We know there are three things that usually make a person happy. His wealth, his children, and his honor. So Haman begins to relate this. He relates es kvod ashro, the glory of his wealth. Number one, verov banav, and his large number of sons. That's number two. Number three, ve'es kol asher gidlo hamelech, and how the king gidlo promoted him, not just promoted him, ve'es, and which asher niso'o, that he advanced him, al hasarim, upon the officers, v'avdei hamelech, and the servants of the king. So he said, look, I've got all these three things, so I can really do whatever I want to this Mordechai that he's going to mention, although we'll see at the end, he loses all three. But he not only has that, Vayomer Haman and Yudbeis, and Haman says, Af even, lo hevia Esther Amalka, Esther the queen did not bring Im HaMelech with the king, El HaMishta to the feast, Asher Asa, which she did. She didn't bring anybody. Ki Im Bat, O see me. So even, and Esther didn't even invite Mordechai. So she must not even like Mordechai that much. So I've got everything going for me. And so much more, Vegam L'machor, and also tomorrow, Ani Karula, I am called to her, Im HaMelech with the king. And she must and be inviting me, because I know the king wants to know what she wants. And she says tomorrow, and she invites someone, so it must be she needs me to help persuade the king, so I'm really important. And with all that importance, Yud Gimel, Vecholze, and all this, Eineno, is not shove, is not worthly to me. It's not worth anything. Bechol Ace, at any time, Asher Ani Ro'eh, when I see, Es Mordechai HaYehudi, Mordechai the Jew, Yoshev sitting Bishara Melch in the gate of the king. Now, what does he not mention? He does not mention that Mordechai did not get up, did not stir. Why? Because it would be beneath his dignity to be so petty, to focus on Mordechai giving him honor. But rather, he's saying, I just can't stand seeing him in the palace. He's so not worthy of any honor at all. So he wants to know a solution. Yudal vatomer lo Zeresh ishto, and Zeresh, his wife, said to him, v'chol avav, and all his friends, this is the solution. You know, throughout history, many people have tried to kill Jews in many ways, trying to drown them, all different types, with a sword and this and that, and it never works. But if something that's never been tried, and maybe you try this, this maybe God is not able to help them. Ya'asu, let them make eitz, a tree, literally, but gallows, Gavoa high, chamishim 50 amma cubits. An amma is about a foot and a half to 2 feet, so it's somewhere between 75 and 100 feet tall. Now, why does he need a tree that tall? Because that's so tall that when he will hang Mordechai on it, he could see Mordechai hanging from the tree while he is feasting at his feast tomorrow. Where would he get such a large tree? Those are huge trees. Well, one of his sons, Parshandasa, was a governor of the Har Ararat, the Mount Ararat region, and there he took a plank of the Teva of the Ark that was 50 cubits long. So you take that tree and make a gallows, uvaboker, and in the morning, Emor LaMelech, say to the king that you want to kill him, and why you feel he should be killed. V'yislu, and they will hang, as Mordechai loved, they'll hang Mordechai upon that tree. And then, Uboim HaMelech, and you will come with the king, El HaMishta, to the feast, Somech, happy and joyful. And that's their advice. Vayita Vadover, and the words were pleasing, Lifne Haman, before Haman, because no Jew ever before was ever, there was no attempt to kill a Jew through hanging, so he figured it might work. So you figured, okay, you'll wait till tomorrow, it's a party, it's a late night. No, Vayas Ha'etz, and he made the gallows immediately. He got his sons to work on banging the tree. Zeresh was busy playing music, arranging a feast there'll be to celebrate his death. They all think this is a great idea. And so ends the first half of the Megillah, where Haman is thinking that everything is going so amazing for him. Let's take a look at the questions. Number one, what does Esther ask from the king? She asks from the king to come to another party where she will tell him what he wants to hear. Two, what does Esther promise to tell the king on the next day? She promises two things. Number one, she will tell him what the great favor she wants is, and she will reveal her people and ancestry. Three, why does Haman leave the feast joyful? He's joyful because of all the special honor he received. Four, why did Haman leave the feast exuberantly? Because of the tasty meal he had. Five, what did Mordechai not do when Haman passed by him? Two things. He did not get up for him. He did not even stir for him. Six, why was Haman angry at Mordechai? Because not even stirring for him. This is something that is totally has nothing to do with religion. He felt it was a personal affront. Now, by the way, Mordechai did this intentionally, because Mordechai knows someone like Haman acts on his impulses, and he may do something he will regret later, as we will see. Seven, why did Haman restrain himself and not immediately punish Mordechai? Because he needed to get permission from the king. 8. Who did Haman send for when he got home? He sent for his wife and friends. 9. Who was Zeresh? Zeresh was the wife of Haman. 10. What did he tell everyone at home? 4 things and why? He said, look what I have. I have so much wealth, 1. So many children, 2. So much honor, 3. Esther's the only one who invited me to the party. So why is he saying that? Because there's nothing to stop me for whatever I would want to do. And then I could do what I want to Mordechai. And this also sets him up for his being unhappy. No matter what I have, all that is not worth anything if I see Mordechai at the palace gates. 11. Why does Haman think that he was invited to the second feast? He thinks that Esther will need Haman there to help persuade the king to accept whatever she asks from the king. 12. What did Haman tell everyone about Mordechai's actions towards him and why? He said that as long as I see Mordechai at the king's palace gates, I get so upset seeing him. Why is he telling them all that? Because he's saying all the honor I have doesn't make me happy if I see that he is getting all this. Now, what he does not tell everybody is indeed that that Mordechai did not get up and did not stir. He does not tell that everybody because he would look very petty about this. 13. What advice did everyone give him to hang Mordechai? 14. Was Haman pleased with the advice he received and why? Yes, because no other anti-Semite had tried hanging a Jew before, and could be it will work. 15. How high were the gallows and why? 50 amos. It would be high enough that Haman could see Mordechai hanging while he was enjoying his feast. 16. Where did Haman find the wood for the gallows? It was on Mount Ararat, from where the Teva, the ark, was. 17. When did Haman implement the advice? Immediately. He did not waste any time, and that night he already went and instructed his sons to make the gallows. Please spend some time reviewing today's lesson, and over Shabbos, please spend time reviewing the first 12 lessons, the first half of the Book of Esther, and have a great Shabbos.